Blog Talk Radio.
Philly Shine Radio. I want to join. I'm about to go live on Instagram too. But shout out to my co-host in the building with me. What's up, DJ?
What's happening? Can you hear me?
What? Rise and grind, hey, nigga. Yeah, we can hear you. We can hear you.
Okay. I just had to make sure y'all can hear me first.
And we can hear the music.
Hey.
We can hear you.
We got any artists checking
you. In? Yeah, I'm had some artists checking in. We're going to talk some shit. I'm going to listen to some old shows.
Hey, grind and
shine. Grind and shine. Grind and shine. Ooh.
Hey.
Shout out to the motherfucking S10. The topic tonight is we going back in the time, nigga. We going, because this time ain't right.
This time ain't right.
Well, you know what I mean. Time is lit. And, well, I'm going to explain myself. Because I feel like a lot of people are really sad about what's going on. So before I start going in on these niggas to say, yay, we alive, motherfuckers. Be happy. I'm going to talk about some old shit. And we like. Going into old shit is always fun.
I'm
going
to talk
about
old shit.
You said what?
You know some old shit we could talk about?
What?
We can talk about how females, before this went on, wouldn't give dudes place. And vice versa. And after this situation ends, if they gonna give them dudes some play.
Don't shut the fuck up.
What
Wait
you
a
think?
Minute. I feel like, well, I don't know, because a nigga like me, I'm going to treat you the same way as I treated you yesterday, today. So, that's what you're getting. You're getting yesterday, tomorrow, next week, next year, years ago.
Because a lot of people keep posting on social media talking about the next time people invite them to stuff, they're going to make sure they show up. But the thing is, if you ain't been showing up, after this end, you still ain't going to show up.
Yeah, like, that's some bullshit. Like, I'm not going to bullshit nobody. And then, like, my homegirl, I saw her post earlier today. I saw her post, and I liked her post. But she was like, what three things will you not take for granted next time? And I feel like if you take things for granted, you're going to take things for granted again, bitch.
Exactly. It ain't going to change.
You ain't going to change because all of a sudden you're like, oh, I'm not
taking
for granted. I'm not going to take shit for granted. Bitch, you was taking shit for granted before. You're going to take shit for granted this time, too. So I feel like don't try to change. Like, if anything, if change to be cleaner, you know what I mean? Change to be cleaner, because that's going to help your health. You know what I mean? We want to be healthy. We want to be alive. But all this, oh, I'm going to change for and be this new person. You'll be a new person, playing yourself. So we'll talk about that. All these people trying to be new people. Okay. We'll get into that. We'll get into that. You want to be a new person. We'll get into that.
You gonna be a new person?
I'm new every day. But I'm like new. Yeah, I got new shit every day.
You got new hair. One day you got red hair. Next day you got pink hair.
I got new hair. I got so much hair. I could never fucking look the same ever. Like, this shit. Let me fix this wig. Matter of fact, new hair.
Oh, that's a wig.
Nigga, shut the. Where your hair at? You said, oh, it's a wig. You thought I was one of them joints that be putting weeds in the shit? What do you know about hair?
I know a lot about hair. I used to sell hair.
Exactly. No, yeah. This is wig.
I used to sell hair. You want to buy some?
I don't do that shit. I don't need to buy hair. On my show Thursday, I'll show you guys how many wigs I got since I'm home and shit. You guys, how many wigs I got? I will never need to buy hair again.
You got that much?
Yeah. I could be pink, green, black, 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 red, green, 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 red, 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 pink, blue, blonde, 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 blonde.
Look, check this out. If you don't mind me saying, can I say something?
Of course. You my co-host.
We got to say long live Nipsey Hussle. This makes the one year, I don't like to say anniversary, but this makes the 1 year.
Since he was murdered?
1 year mark from when Nipsey Hussle got taken from us and gained his wings. So long live Nipsey.
Okay.
You say what?
Long live Nipsey. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
It's been a year. What a year. Wow.
Yeah.
That's lit. Shout out to the chat. Oh, give you mods. What's mods?
What?
Oh, I'm a moderator. I'm on Twitch, too. I'm going to figure out how to do that.
Oh, you a rookie to some of the stuff you on right now.
I'm on Twitch, I'm on Instagram, I'm on all this shit. We're going to have some fun. I got some music.
Hey, look. Talking about you on Twitch. Are you on OnlyFans? We can't hear you.
I'm going to be back on in a second. I don't know why I cut off. This shit's stupid. It's not going to let me do it right.
You're probably trying to do too much.
Oh, okay. But when I flip it, it's only in my nose. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Oh, shit. I'm tripping. One of my computers is a fucking touch screen.
Can y'all hear us?
Damn, that's crazy. This shit acting stupid.
Yo, listeners, can y'all hear us?
Yo, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Bro, can you hear me?
Yes. Yes.
This shit stupid.
I can hear you.
I'm going to cuss Comcast out tomorrow. Maybe I can put it on something.
Please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
I'm going to put it on something. Yo, bro, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Put it up here. Yeah, I'm trying to figure shit out. It's acting stupid. Don't talk.
Here. I can hear you.
All right, good. Great. I can hear you too.
Okay, good, good.
Wait a minute, it stopped streaming?
What's that? Your live still on IG? I'm looking at it. You losing viewers there. Right.
That's fine. They'll come back. Shout out to my girl, Miko.
Oh, you got that comeback. Yeah. You make them come back like that?
Of course. You gotta have that come back on the show. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Man, this fucking Twitch joint acting stupid. I'm trying to figure out how to post on the Twitch, post on Instagram, and as well as get everybody in on what we talking about today.
Miko Jewelry.
Yeah, I know, that's my boo. That's my baby. She one of them boss women. Like, Mikos, you gotta call in. Call in. I gotta hear from you guys. Cause a lot of people are acting like the world has to stop. And it don't, like, as long as you.
I can't hear you no more.
And I got a couple people who called in.
I can hear you now.
Yeah, now you can hear me because it keep cutting me off and shit. But we're gonna take a caller, see who's joining in to talk about this real shit. 267, welcome to Philly Sean Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello.
You can talk. You're on live with DJ Rowan, honey. You don't want to talk? Well, a nigga got your fucking phone number.
Kick rocks in. Go cough and sneeze somewhere then.
I'ma just play on your phone. If you don't say nothing, I'm playing on your phone. Psych. I don't play on people's phone. What I look like, my son ex girlfriend?
We're gonna hang up on this. Okay. Peace out. Oh,
play,
there
they go. They put it on mute and they took it off.
Hello?
Hello?
Yo, what's happening?
Good.
my cousin wedding.
They put her on mute and they took it off. Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Yo, yo.
You can't. They listen to me on live, too. So take me off your live.
Currently
and
live.
Then I'm on your phone. I don't know what's going on. We'll figure it out. But I guess it's not my son's ex-girlfriend, so we good on it. On it. That bitch is out of her fucking mind. She'll get a shout-out a little bit. Shout-out to you guys doing your thing. Everybody joining on the show. I appreciate it. But DJ Rowe, this is a long time coming because you and I were supposed to do, like, some streaming shit together. We're supposed to do, like, so much fun stuff. Like, how are you? What? You got to leave?
Yeah.
I love you. Be safe.
I don't know what happened.
All right, baby. What do you mean you don't know what happened?
We got to get it going. We're going to get it going.
I was about to say, you were about to make an excuse?
No, I said you mixed it.
Okay. You did,
did you not get them?
You sent me mixes, but you did not. Well, I'll get them when you send them to me. But what music was on the mixes? Like,
it was a lot of music. New music, old music.
Nigga, what the fuck was it?
Look, we're gonna handle all of that. Let's get some guest check in with us.
No, that's it. I'm trying to get a guest check in. We got another caller. Well, press one if y'all want to talk. Let's do it like that. If you want to call in and talk, press one. Make it easy on a nigga. We do it like that. Like, if you guys press one, we want to talk or whatever. What you mean a guest check in? You got fucking guests too.
A normal guest. I'm talking.
No, because you can't talk to me.
You say what?
I said, don't act like you can't talk to me.
I talk to you every purple moon, like always. Be a guest on the show every blue moon, and I talk to you every purple moon.
So is it a purple moon now?
It must be, since I'm on the show.
Yeah, I'm trying to get some music from niggas. I'm trying to have some fun.
Niggas, internet probably ain't working right now.
Yo, I'm having fucking internet problems my damn self. You know I got
you
to call. You got to call and give a shout out.
Yo ass ain't pay Comcast.
Who ain't pay Comcast? Fuck Comcast. They got their money.
You got to get that 5G. You can't have
5G.
You got to get 5G.
5G is not internet. That's a phone.
Oh, for real?
Yo, a lot of people be opening. That's for Thursday show. I'm not coming at niggas next.
What you doing Thursday?
Coming at people next. Where my bottle of Henny go? Oh, maybe on my shelf. Thursday, I'm coming at people next because so many people speak without facts. And so many
You on the head of that Henny like you on the head of something else. Hold back now.
You ain't ready. But people
speak
like they have facts and they don't have facts or whatever. It's ridiculous. Like they don't look up shit that they fucking find or whatever. All they do is they like, oh, this shit, oh, somebody could piss on their fucking leg. And they like, oh, shit, it's raining right now. The fuck is wrong with you?
They act like they ain't got common sense.
People don't have common sense, and people be full of shit. I don't get it. I don't get it at all. I don't get it at all. But... Like I said, that's the Thursday. Right now, I want to talk about fun shit. I want to talk about how much fun you used to have, how much fun you wish you was having right now, and who would it be with. I might as well start the topic with you because niggas calling in, but they don't want to press one. Y'all got to press one. or I'm gonna play on your phone. I'm gonna play on your
phone.
Who
you gonna talk about with? What you wanna
know? I'm gonna send your phone number to my son's girlfriend. She's gonna fucking play on your phone because she ain't got nothing to do, and I wanna give her something to do. So you can leave me alone.
You are crazy.
I'm crazy.
Come on, you gonna send out somebody's ex-girlfriend number?
No, send a number to an ex-girlfriend. Well,
okay.
Nigga, she a fucking loser. She be commenting on my fucking post like I don't know it's her dumbass talking to me like a
It might not be her.
It's her. She will comment on my post talking about some. I used to make you fucking beef scrapple with your sexy ass though. Like, bitch, don't nobody talk to me like that. And I
used to do
beef scrapple one day in my fucking life. Yeah, that's what she said though. All right, you wanna press one? Like, if you want a line, you gotta press one. I will join you in. I'm not putting nobody on my live. Like, you got to call in Murder Madness. I'm not adding nobody to the live. You got to call in. The number is right there pinned at the bottom. And we can have fun. Shout out to Sis. Damn. My sis O'Reza be looking good as hell. Oh, my God. Get on my live. Press one. You can join in on the conversation. But if you don't want to press one, you just listen in. Shout out to everybody going in and out, though. When you going to answer the topic question, though, DJ Rowe? And stop talking about me drinking my Henny.
Man, you got a delayed reaction. You've been on too much Henny.
I don't have a delayed reaction.
What question should I be answering?
I asked you already. You're talking about my delayed reaction. I said, talk about some fucking good times, nigga. Damn.
Some good times. All right. What kind of good times? Like good times going to the mall?
What would you rather be doing right now? What's up, handsome?
We're going to talk about, let me see. I'm going to talk about some good times in the club. Since there ain't no strip clubs open right now, I'm going to talk about, like, when I used to DJ in the strip clubs.
Yo, strip clubs is fun as shit. That's what even made me want to bring up this topic today, because I used to have so much fun. 2014, 2015, it was all strip clubs. My people used to think I worked in a strip club, but I used to just support them bitches.
Nah, you ain't never worked in a strip club. You worked outside a strip club. Shouts out to Undisfire, work outside the strip club.
Yeah.
If y'all want to holler, hit her number now, 646-929-0172.
Yeah, you already know.
Hit her line now, 646-929-0172. But look, watch this. I'm going to give all y'all something to laugh at.
Yeah, let's laugh. Give me something to laugh about, please.
Y'all remember that silly ass stripper that fell from the top of that damn 20-foot pole right before the corona? And then everybody wanted to donate money to her. They should have donated her ass. Shit.
She fell from the joint and then she started twerking or whatever.
Yeah, they shouldn't have donated her ass. Shit. That's her fault.
Why shouldn't they donate her stuff?
Because that's her fault. She should have been more. She knew what this. From being in a strip club, you know, I know, she know, everybody know. You know if you need to be all the way up there like that. She ain't need to be way up there.
True, but bitches.
But I ain't gonna say they ain't need to donate nothing to her. But.
But why? Were you there at the club? Like, why you want to talk about it?
I was just talking about some funny shit. I know you're talking
about
fun. What
the fuck was that, nigga? Fuck Instagram.
Oh, that I was
we at. All saw shit on the internet. That's the one thing I will say. The internet is lit. The internet is undefeated. I appreciate the internet so fucking much. Like, you guys are funny as shit today, every day, yesterday. I needed it. You know what I'm saying? Like, one thing for sure, I can say that the internet makes me motherfucking happy every day.
It makes you It makes you motherfucking happy.
Makes me motherfucking happy.
Fucking happy.
I say the internet makes me motherfucking happy. So you want to talk about some shit like on the internet?
No, you want to talk about some fun shit.
I want to talk about some shit that you did, some fun shit that you was into. He ain't listening. You don't even fucking listening. You got to listen. Y'all press one. I'm not opening up nobody line unless y'all press one. Like, I'm not opening up nobody call. You got to press one.
Yeah,
I'm not opening up your line and you're not ready. Don't
you
press
must be
three.
Going through
press
menopause.
One.
You must be going through menopause.
Why?
Because you're getting frustrated with the people tonight. We can't get frustrated with the people.
I'm just bossy. I'm not fucking frustrated. I love these niggas. I'm just trying to get some directions.
This lame man nigga say he just want to be on the phone. Nigga, what the fuck? Nigga, you might want to be on the phone.
Demel, is that your number? I think that's Demel. Demel, press one. Stop fucking playing.
Who, 106 Hotwire?
He said he just want to be on the phone. I don't know who that is. Don't talk about my homie like that. I invited him to be on the phone. We're not going to have no trolls. I don't deal with trolls. Yo, people be straight trolls. But unless you like funny as shit, I don't like you. You got to be like funny shit.
Oh, he's just funny. He's just a funny man.
You got to be funny.
I'm rocking with you, my dog. 106 Hot Wire, you funny, man. You need to call in. Call in and tell us how fun you done did.
Yeah, you got to call in. I'm going to talk about some fun, right? Since Ro don't want to do it, since DJ Ro is procrastinating.
I'm saying, what kind of fun? It's a lot of fun I have.
What's the first thing that come to mind? God damn.
The first thing that come
to
mind.
With me. Why you want to be difficult with me? All right, Tom, I'm trying to get into this music.
I'm going to tell you the first thing come to mind. The first thing come to mind when I went down to the Dominican. Man,
That was the first COVID-19 Dominican Republic. Yo, call in DJ Fuji's. Yo, Art, I'm about to play that Balance It. That's gonna be lit today, and we gonna have some fucking fun talking about some good old times. But what you was doing down in the Dominican Republic? Let's talk about it. Did you get some pussy for $20? I heard it's cheap.
Since we talking about the strip clubs, I'm going to tell you about when I went in the strip club down there.
They
I went in the strip club.
In the Dominican
Republic?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that was so off the chain. Like, we went in the strip club, right? So, we in there. So, you know, they speak Spanish down there. So, I'm the only person don't know no Spanish like that. So, we in the strip club from what they had told me. We in the hood or whatever, right? In Santo Domingo. So, as we in the strip club, you know what I mean? We in there, some kind of we done brought out liquor out in the club, everything. We on the whiskey and the apple juice. We have been drinking that all day. We have been down there in Boca Chica, but came back to Santo Domingo. Man, we in there.
Well, you need all these details. Like, get to the fun part. I don't give a fuck about where you was and the name of this shit.
Man, look, man.
I'm sorry. This is how I get when niggas tell stories. I get in trouble like that all the time. I apologize. I'm sorry. Tell
you
your
don't
story.
Get in trouble with me. I'm just hanging that motherfucker up.
Listen. I ain't trying to scare you. I'm just saying, like, I just forgot the last shit you said already. I'm like, Santo Domingo. I forgot that shit. I want to remember what you said. So the detail is making me not remember. I want to remember.
Man, you need to put down that Hennessy then. Pass the bottle.
And don't have nothing to do with fucking Hennessy.
We was in the strip club. I was getting a dance.
I never blame alcohol for a nigga telling me a long-ass story. But go ahead.
I was in the strip club getting a dance. Lights went out. the light went out, I ran behind the DJ booth. And doggone, after that, they came back on, we got back to the fun. But never mind.
You don't.
That's why we can't hear you,
motherfucker. That's
why we can't hear you.
You mad.
Shit.
Don't get mad. Oh,
your ass
man.
Gonna tell me. Your ass, your old.
You wasn't supposed
old,
to get mad
your,
at me. I love
your
you.
Old look, your
you
impatient ass
you.
trying to tell
not,
you a story.
I'm not impatient, but I love you.
You love me. I love you too.
I love you. Don't be like that.
I love you too.
Yeah, don't be like that. I love you. You know what I'm saying? Just because I told you to get to the fucking point, don't mean I don't love you. Like,
tell about a time when you had fun. Let's talk about that time when you went down to Miami and you had fun that you ain't told everybody about.
I had fun in Miami or whatever. I didn't really have fun when I was in Miami, but press one if you want to join in on the conversation, talk about some old shit. I didn't have fun when I was in Miami. That's not the fun
you
I'm going to talk about.
You didn't go with me then. You didn't go with me.
Yeah.
That's why you didn't have fun.
You gotta take me to Miami and I'll so I can have fun. No, I didn't
have
fun when I was in Miami. I remember I had fun. I'm going to talk about a strip club too. I had fun at Onyx in Philly. It was so fucking lit. Like, we used to have this show or whatever. We used to do this shit, like, twice a week. We have artists performing, celebrities and shit, right? And the manager booked Cardi B to come, right? This before everything, like, when she used to fucking wear diapers on Instagram and shit and act crazy, whatever. When she used to act crazy. And we had a show and shit. We had a show, and Cardi B in that joint, right? She was stripping and shit, and it was so fucking fun, right? We didn't know she was stripping because we was, like, in the back room doing our show.
Hey, while she's stripping. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Can you get to the point?
Yeah. I'm at the point. So you're trying to be like me. I'm getting to the point. So while she's stripping and making her money or whatever, we don't know what's going on. We in the back performing and having fun or whatever. So we like, oh, yeah, we're going to take pictures with Cardi B once we finish and shit or whatever. We had so much fun. Then we come out and shit. We find out that the strippers stole Cardi B money and shit, right? Like, you don't come to Philly by yourself, strippers. Like, bitches come in, like, packs or whatever. Like, when Pinky came to Philly, she came with, like, all these girls, like, Pinky came with all these girls, and she left with, like, $30,000 in trash bags because niggas stole money in Philly. But Cardi B had a little bag, and the bitches stole it. We had so much fun, so then we coming out, like, trying to talk to Cardi B and get pictures with her, and everybody picture, she just, like, wasn't smiling. And it was, like, bad, but we still had fun with her, like, so she was, like, still fun even though people stole from her. Like, I'll never forget that night because, like, everybody loved that they got to meet Cardi B and take pictures with her, like, before anything, before she got on. Like, it was so lit. Like, but even later, I'm like, well, why wasn't she happy? And then I found out that bitches stole her money. I'm like, yo, damn. And that's why she don't even come to Philly no more. That shit not cool. But we had fun. She didn't have fun. And she don't come to Philly no more. Even though we supported her like a couple more times afterwards, but she stopped coming. But it was always so fucking funny. Like, why niggas be stealing? Like, you got to be careful coming to Philly. You definitely do. You can't come to Philly.
Yeah, y'all don't play no games in Philly.
I don't think they play games anywhere. Like, if I was going anywhere, especially as a stripper, like, you know what I mean? You got money, you got somebody want to watch your money. Like, I don't even got no money. I used to have a lot of money in 2015, but I don't have no money now. But even if I had, like, $5, my motherfucking ass ain't putting that shit down or leaving like my bag out and shit. Shit real. Shit too real. But strip clubs is fun, yo. And I'm sorry that I was being mean to you, DJ Rowe, and you ain't want to tell me your story altogether, but that's fine. You gonna get to know me and find out.
I'm gonna just be quiet. I'm gonna just listen to you. I ain't talking no more.
That's some. Don't quit. You'll be a quitter.
I'm just messing with you.
Okay. I was gonna say, don't be a fucking quitter.
I'm gonna
be
a quitter with every ass hair you keep showing on live.
With my who?
I'm gonna be a quitter with that red velvet ass hair you keep showing on live.
What is this, velvet? Very nice. Very nice. Very nice. Very nice. No, but seriously though, you a good sport. I have fun with you all the time. You know what I'm saying? I really admire you. I really like looking at your face too though.
I can't tell. The only time I see you is on IG.
Where else you want to see me?
I want to see you in Atlanta, Georgia. I want to see you in Philly. I want to see you around.
Okay. We can make arrangements. But on some real shit, though, I really like your face. I really like your grind. You know what I'm saying? For years, I've known nothing but you working hard. You know what I'm saying? So I will definitely salute that. And salute to everybody calling in, joining the show. Just press 1 if you want to join in and talk to us. If not, we're about to get into this music. A mighty
Let
man.
Me ask you. Yo,
oh,
all right. Excuse me. Can you play Grind and Shine?
You got to send it to me. Send it to my email. I'm about to text you my email. Well, I got to call. I got to call.
You already have it.
No, I don't. You got to send it to me.
It's in your email.
Send it to me now.
Send
it again. Oh, what is it? So your DJ Rowe Live?
DJRowe@live.com.
All right. 267-515. I got you open. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yo. It's all authentic. Calling from Philly. What's good?
What's good, bro?
I ain't too much. What's up with you?
You always check in and support yourself.
You already know. What's up?
DJ Rowe, this authentic, real fictional artist.
What up,
artist.
Good with everybody.
Good. I was trying to get Rowe to share a story about when he used to have fun, but then he was like, he don't want to say it to me because I was rushing his story. But we only got that much time, like... We don't got that much time, bro. I didn't schedule like a whole full show. I just wanted to get to the point. But authentic. Like today, I only wanted to talk about like some good old times or whatever. But because you just calling Neil, I definitely want to get you to give a shout out. Let everybody know what's good with you. I know you're working hard, bro. You always working hard.
I'm trying. I'm out here doing what I can, doing all this nonsense that's going on out here, you know, with the latest situation that we're dealing with the corona and all that. So, but that don't really stop me, you know. That just, you know, bring a little bit more awareness, put people
right
on point. So, you know, like it ain't, you understand that more than anybody, and that's, you know, that's definitely what's up because you still got it rolling as you should, you know.
Yeah, right.
That's what Philly Shine do.
Of course.
I'm still working. It's slow working. Got some music about to drop. Matter of fact, I'm gonna announce it on Philly Shine. Fuck. Every day since Donald Trump is on his bullshit, this is what I'm gonna do. Starting tomorrow, every day I'm dropping a fresh song from April 1st to the end, so this dickhead stop doing what the fuck he doing. And get this shit straight. So for at least 30 days, you're going to get fresh music from me. And that's on my word. So look for single every day. So let's get it. Let's turn the fuck
I
up.
Like,
asshole.
I like that.
Coming Donald Trump next.
But we got one more caller. That's... press one. And then I see Demel press one. 267-528. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Oh, it's just Chuji and this motherfucker. it's just a little bit Chuji out here in Atlanta, aka but by way of Philadelphia. You already know.
We got Lena in the building heavy. Salute.
Yes. What's going on? What y'all got to know?
We talking shit. We got Authentic on the phone, DJ Rowe. I got nut-ass people thinking that I'm about to go live with them and shit. I'm not going live with no fucking body unless you my niggas. So stop sending requests. Thank you, ass fucks. Yeah, take your fucking requests back. Matter of fact, block me. I think there's somebody who got like 2 followers and shit.
Did you see that other shit I sent you earlier?
Yeah, I seen that shit. Yo, I restrict the shit out of these nut ass fucking 2 follower ass people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just
somebody who's following 7,500 people. You probably got your dick out. I would not go live with you. Fuck out of here. This is crazy, yo. Look. This nigga
followed 7,500
people.
Yeah, that's a kook right there. That's a bona fide nut.
What the fuck is that? Get
I'm
off
nervous.
My live. If you follow more people than follow you, get off my live. Thank you.
Don't be doing them people like that.
Yo.
Bro.
Listen, Captain Save a Ho. Stop it. Demel, we got
what's
you
up,
all.
Bro?
Demel, get Ro. He's in there.
Ro is down by law. Ro is crazy. What you say, Phil? Ro is crazy.
Why you say that?
You is. But hey, you my dog,
bro.
You my dog.
You
that's my dog. He'll shoot you too.
Hey, look.
Don't mess with me.
You crazy.
I'm scared of him, Jamel. Fuck, I'm supposed to be scared of him. I'm supposed to not tell people don't be on my page with the troll shit. I be having trolls on my page. I don't want them on my page. I want people who I can have fun with.
Well, Ro know all the strippers from Alabama all the way up to
Neon 62. Are you a troll? Stop trying to think I'm going to go live with you.
She do not want to listen to people.
Yo, I'm about to go live with this nigga. I bet you his pants down. Watch.
Why would you do that?
Because you want to be nice to niggas, so I'm going to be nice to them.
Well, I'm not on there, so I don't see what's going on anyway.
No, he's just in the dark. He did have his dick out. Oh, your dick not on. Hello? Who is that? Is he laying on an air mattress?
Oh, I got an L mattress myself. Oh. Chill out.
Hello. Okay. Well, they were just some nice people laying on air mattresses. That's nice.
They wanted you to join.
Well, that was cool. I'm just glad I didn't see no penis. So that was awesome. I appreciate that.
They wanted you to join.
So you want to see some vagina?
I don't want to see no vagina.
Oh, wow.
I don't want to see none of that. How the fuck? You know what? I'm not your friend no more. I'm not his friend no more. Chuji, what's up, baby?
Nothing. I'm just chilling, trying not to do a killing.
She definitely got the movie, you know what I mean, on Amazon Prime. For all y'all that's...
The Red Chuji Hustle. Y'all go ahead. The Red Chuji Hustle on Amazon Prime. The Red Chuji Hustle. R-A-T-C-H.
I'll watch it tonight.
Yep, RATCHOUGIEHUSTLER, Red Shuji Hustler on Amazon Prime. And my book, The Red Shuji Hustler Part 1 and The Red Shuji Hustler Part 2 is on Amazon.com.
Hustle with an A,
well.
Right? Huh? Hustle with an A, right?
Nope, it's a ER.
Okay, Red Shuji Hustler on Amazon Prime. Put it in my
family. Send it to me. Honest.
I'm a single
so
link to everybody.
So when I get in the house, I'll watch.
The number, you gotta call me the number. The number is pinned at the bottom of the live, y'all. But shout out to my boy Authentic who called in. Y'all gotta follow Authentic _ Bars. He's amazing. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to DJ Rowe. You know what I'm saying? It's DJ Rowe. On Instagram,
that's my DJ. Ro is my nigga. He, listen, ride or die. If I need him for something and I say let's ride, he's ready to ride.
Shout out to Millionaire Mirror. He a fucking hot ass artist and actor. My girl B. Holland manager, Vegas. What's up, baby? Shout out to you. Shout out to everybody checking on my live. Charlie, I see you, darling. Big star, you fine ass. Shout out to the RPX, Arf, Uncle Art, Mohawk. And I'm shouting you out. Shout out to DJ Poojies, 215 Exposure. That's my baby. My girl Serenity. I wish she'd have called in. Shout out to everybody who tried to go live with me. But I ain't had time for that.
Shout out to Honest Fire and shout out to her godfather of her baby.
Shout out to Davey. Yeah, you are the godfather. Big ups to you, Demel. Hold on, baby. Stink them. Honest Fire at Gmail.
Honest Fire, DJ. Yep. Y'all can follow me on Star of All Trades, STARR of All Trades on IG.
Yeah, STARR.
Okay.
On IG.
Yeah, Star of All
Trades. I'm about to post her up, and when I tag the video, when I tag the post or whatever, big up to everybody doing their thing and sending me music, you know what I mean? People who responded to the post tonight, I appreciate that shit, as well as just niggas is fucking with me. I ain't been on the show for like a couple weeks because I had shit to do. Then all this shit happened. I'm like, yo.
Girl,
I'm like, yo. Yo, then all this shit happened. But I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to close out the show with saying be grateful to be alive. You know what I mean? Be grateful. Like, yeah, we bored. I'm playing Scrabble with friends and shit.
I'm not bored.
Yeah, niggas is bored.
I'm not bored.
I do stuff.
I'm not bored.
Come on,
I'm
now.
I'm not bored. I'm about to jump in my car and go home.
You got to go on the date.
I'm not going on Facebook dating again.
Facebook dating app.
Look at the mouth. He don't even know. I was on Facebook dating app.
That's Facebook dating app.
Y'all invited to my OnlyFans page.
Oh, they got an OnlyFans page.
I'm over it. Yo.
What you doing on your OnlyFans page, man?
Oh,
it's for only fans to see. If you're not a fan, you can't see.
Busting it open.
Oh, no.
I like your face, bro. So whatever you're doing on your only fan page, I'm your biggest fan. Okay.
Here go the page right here.
Oh my god.
404-714-7897.
Oh, your phone number.
Yeah.
Ah, it's not the phone's number. Okay. He said you want to get on. You want to get with him? Get live on the joint. We live on a radio show. Called everybody who called in. I'm about to press play on my boy Bounce It. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all the music. We back Thursday. I'm not sure what time, but it might be late at night too. So I'm going to get some of the 11 o'clock at night. Get some freaky topics or something going on. But sorry, I'm glad you called in. I'm going to call you after this show is over. And shout out to Anda. I miss you, baby.
Bro, I'm getting married, bro.
together until I'm back home at Crackle Bear. Shout out to Crackle Bear. And this shit lit over there. 4933 Old York Road. Shit be banging all the fucking time. You know what I'm saying? And big ups to everybody that checked in. Of course, I got a shout out to my boo, Starball Trades. You is the best sisters ever. Shout out to my boo, Vegas. Big ups to you. Shout out to everybody giving me comments. And no, I'm not being mean. If you're not a troll or you're not boring, whatever, you're not bored, that's fine. If I called you bored, don't get offended. I don't know shit about you, Ruby. Don't get mad. Don't get mad when anybody say shit about you. What the fuck do they know? What's up, Stefan? What's up, everybody in this joint? Niggas don't know who the fuck you are. That's fine. They're not supposed to. But I'll tell you one thing. I am a dog, so don't fuck with me.
Keep on talking shit, you gon' die, nigga. If I pull up with the stick, I'ma ride, nigga. Fuck all on your
that. Most of the people that gave me love ended up taking it back.
Keep on talking shit, you gon' die, nigga. Ooh. If I pull up with this stick, I'ma ride, nigga. Dang. Fuck all on your bitch like a boss, nigga. Ain't no fear, ain't afraid to take a loss, nigga. I'm a dog, I'm a dog, I'm a dog, nigga. I'm a dog, I'm a dog, I'm a dog, nigga. I'm a dog, I'm a dog, I'm a dog, nigga. I'm a dog, ain't afraid to take a loss, nigga.
Haters wanna see a nigga down. When you up, then them haters come around.
If I pull up with this stick, I'ma ride, nigga. Dang. Fuck all on your bitch like a boss, nigga. Ain't no fear, ain't afraid to take a loss, nigga. I'm a dog, I'm a dog, I'm a dog, nigga. I'm a dog, I'm a dog, I'm a dog, nigga. I'm a dog, I'm a dog, I'm a dog, nigga. I'm a dog, ain't afraid to take a loss, nigga.
This is a little, I have some of these folks that might show off my curtains too. Y'all might run with me. That's some personal shit. Good night. Yo,
Yeah, I'm on my way back home. Freaking the